Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Haramir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. Well, big news in Israel. Knesset elections, in other words, the elections that will determine the next government in Israel, will be held in March of next year, unless something surprising happens in the next week to change the date. But it looks almost certain that the Knesset elections will be held in March of next year, which is only 4 months from now, roughly 4 months from now. So we have about 4 months to convince the people of Israel to support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, which is the only party and the only leadership that offers real change for the people of Israel and that offers real hope for the people of Israel. And we're going to try our best to do that. And there are many developments in Israel that help bring about this situation, why we have a situation where there are going to be new Knesset elections. The elections could have been held several months later under Israeli law, but it looks like March is going to be the date. It's almost certain that the date is going to be March. Again, unless something happens at the last minute to change the date, because Benjamin Netanyahu, the so-called Prime Minister of Israel, is trying to make it at a later date, but all the other parties want March right now, so it looks like March. In any event, it's certainly coming fast, the elections. And by next week's program, there's a good chance that we're going to have a final certain date to give you as to when the elections are going to be held. And here's what we are doing to try to influence the election. As you know, we have a major Hebrew ad advertising campaign going on in Israel. The campaign is only in Israel. It targets Israeli Jews, Hebrew-speaking Israeli Jews. It's not seen anywhere outside of Israel, and it's not seen by people who are not Hebrew-speaking. And we're running six videos in that ad campaign. It's commercials that people see. And we had a request from someone to see one of those commercials. Someone wrote on the video this week that they wanted to see some of those to see the videos that we're doing. Of course, the videos are in Hebrew, and it's a big effort for me to translate all of it into English with subtitles. So I'm not going to give you subtitles. I'm just going to play the video and tell you basically what it's about. I'm going to play portions of the video, or maybe the whole video, and tell you what it's about. This is the longest out of the six. This video is actually 3 minutes and 12 seconds. We've had videos that range, the six videos we're advertising range from 46 seconds, that's the shortest one, to 3 minutes and 12 seconds. Anyway, we're going to be showing you this video and showing you just how professional the campaign is. I think you'll be impressed with what you see, even though you're not going to understand the Hebrew, but you'll be impressed with the professionalism behind the video. And in addition to that, we're going to be discussing on this program the fact that thousands of Hamas Muslim terrorist missiles now are being fired on Israel. Thousands of missiles being fired on Israel. And Bibi Netanyahu and his government are helpless. They can't do anything. They feel they can't do anything about it, because they feel they must continue to prop up the Hamas terrorists. And in fact, they gave while the Hamas terrorists were firing these missiles, they sent $15 million in cash to bribe the Hamas terrorist to keep it quiet for a while, not to commit acts of terrorism for a while. $15 million in cash was sent from Israeli taxpayer money to the Hamas terrorists. That is the Netanyahu government's policies. Worse policies than the left. This is worse than when you had openly left-wing governments in Israel. And it's a policy that was fully supported by all the parties in the Israeli cabinet and the Israeli government. We're going to get to all of that, but first, let's show you a portion of the video, because there was a request to see parts of the video. And we're going to show you part of it with the Hebrew audio, and then we're going to explain basically what the video is about. It's about the Oslo agreements, and it's a great educational video. Watch this.
אוסלו, מה בסך הכל רצינו? שלום, ביטחון, קיבלנו מלחמה. כבר יותר מ-20 שנה אנו דבקים בהסכם אוסלו בתקווה ש... שמה? הפיגועים לא נגמרים, הטילים ממשיכים ליפול עלינו, המדינה התכווצה מאוד ואפילו גירשנו תושבים מבתיהם. ומה קיבלנו בתמורה? אלפי הרוגים ופצועים.
Okay, I'm not going to continue to play for you the Hebrew audio because very few of our English video viewers speak Hebrew. So most of you don't understand what it says in Hebrew. I could tell you that this is very well done. It's very educational. It shows how the Oslo agreements brought disaster to Israel. It shows how thousands of Israeli Jews have been murdered and maimed because of the Oslo agreements. Instead of bringing peace and security to Israel, it brought the opposite. It brought a huge increase in the number of murders and terrorist attacks on Israeli civilians. It also shows how over $1 trillion, over a trillion shekels have been wasted already as a result of Oslo unnecessarily because of all the added security and all the other measures that had to be taken because of the Oslo agreements. So instead of helping the Israeli economy, which we were promised that that would happen when Oslo started. The Oslo agreements, by the way, are agreements where we have the Israeli government negotiating with the PLO Nazi terrorists, with Yasser Arafat, the Arab Hitler, and the PLO Nazi terrorists to give away the heartland of biblical Israel, and then the PLO Nazi terrorists are supposed to guard the Jewish people from terrorism. Just insanity. And these Oslo agreements, not only as we mentioned in the video and as we mentioned on this program many times, not only resulted in a massive increase in the number of Jews being murdered, maimed, terrorist attacks, terrible things happening to Israel, but also we were promised the Israeli economy would be booming as a result of Oslo. On the contrary, it cost the Israeli economy at least a trillion shekels. Instead of helping the Israeli economy, it cost the Israeli economy a trillion shekels. A trillion shekels, by the way, is about $250 billion. For a country the size of Israel, a country of 6 million Jews, $250 billion, that's a gigantic economic blow, a huge blow to the Israeli economy. And that's a very conservative estimate of what Oslo cost. And, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud, they called it the Y agreements, but they're continuing the Oslo process. And in fact, when a proposal was made to cancel the Oslo agreements, because, it's so absurd, the Oslo agreements, the Arab terrorists were supposed to stop all terror under the Oslo agreements. And instead, they murdered thousands of Jews. They murdered thousands of Jews and maimed tens of thousands of Jews. This is keeping to the agreement. I mean, they didn't keep one syllable of the agreement. I mean, the opposite of so-called peace occurred as a result of Oslo. And so a proposal was made in the Knesset to cancel the Oslo agreements. Netanyahu and his government were the ones that led the effort to prevent cancellation of the Oslo agreements. They're continuing Oslo. Netanyahu is the main supporter and proponent of Oslo today. So this is an educational video. And then in the video, it also points out how Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party are going to be, their proposal is going to be, not only are they going to liberate Gaza, they're going to have the Israeli army move in, take over Gaza completely again. Because when the Israeli army was running Gaza, you didn't have thousands of rockets being fired into Israel. You didn't have the situation that you have today. Thousands of rockets this past week were fired into Israel, into cities all over Israel. Thousands of rockets. Can you imagine if in the United States, someone on the Mexican border, the Canadian border, was firing thousands of rockets into major American cities? Can you imagine what the American reaction would be? But Bibi Netanyahu, the coward, the liar, the fraud, the traitor, he hasn't done anything about this. Nothing. And so, in fact, the opposite. He's given more money to Hamas terrorists. He sends them cash. He's sending them bags of cash, huge bags of cash, huge amounts of money, $15 million this past week, to try to bribe them to please, don't fire rockets anymore. Begging for quiet and begging for a ceasefire. He begged them for, and they negotiated a ceasefire. And of course, immediately broke the ceasefire, as the Arabs always do. They immediately broke the ceasefire. And, I mean, this has happened hundreds of times. Israel negotiates ceasefires with the Arab terrorists, and the Arab terrorists immediately break the ceasefire. And Bibi then goes begging for another ceasefire. Moshe Feiglin is going to have the Israeli army go in there and take over all of Gaza, which can be done in 1 or 2 days. Okay? In the Six-Day War, Israel in 1 day took over all of Gaza with virtually no casualties among the Israeli soldiers. Go in, take over Gaza, wipe out the terrorist leaders. Most of the terrorists will flee, knowing that Moshe Feiglin and the Israeli army are coming after them. Most of them will flee Gaza, but those who stay were going to be wiped out, are going to be dealt with the way you should deal with terrorists, mass murdering Nazis, murderers of innocent Jewish men, women, and children. And then, for the rest of the residents of Gaza, very simple, a program to encourage them to leave, offering them compensation to leave, offering them money to leave Gaza. Instead of spending all this money, $1 trillion already, that's $250 billion already, instead of spending all this money on security measures and army measures and losing tourism and the blows to the economy and all the other terrible things, spend a small fraction of that to pay the Arabs to leave. They want to leave. Polls show that 90% of them want to leave. And that's put, by the way, that's also put in the video. We put in the video that polls show that the Arabs want to leave. We put in the video that paying them to leave would be the best thing for Israel's economy. So we show all the solutions. And the video itself was produced by Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. We took the video, we're running it, and then at the end I come on and I say that Israel needs, you see me on there in the end coming on and saying Israel needs courageous, loyal, and honest leaders for a change like Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. I think it's an outstanding video and it's an example of what we're doing. Now, how many views are we getting? Well, you know, We've gotten well over 200,000 views so far with this advertising campaign, but I want to try to make it a little simpler for people to understand. Instead of me giving you every week, as I've been doing, the tally of exactly how many videos, let me put it to you this way. This week, we averaged over 5,000 views a day in our video campaign. Over 5,000 Israeli Jews a day saw our videos. Okay? 5,000, 5 times 7 is 35, right? So that's over 35,000 video views a week. So we're averaging over 35,000 views a week, and that's over 5,000 a day. That's what we're doing now. And of course, as the election gets closer, eventually we're going to step that up, and we hope to step that up dramatically. We can't do that yet. We can't step it up right now, because we don't have enough money to do that. But we're building momentum here, God willing. Hashem should help us and should give us a campaign that should succeed, and I hope that it'll persuade people because it's the only common sense, sane message that the people of Israel are getting. This is the only sane message we're getting. We've got to liberate the whole land of Israel from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean, and that includes Gaza. And we've got to have massive Jewish settlement throughout the land of Israel. And we've got to get the Arabs out. We've got to encourage them to leave. They want to leave. The vast majority of them don't want to stay there. They're starving in Gaza. They want to get out badly. We've got to encourage them to leave. And we'll give them compensation to leave. And we will arrange. There are countries in the world that desperately need Arab labor, that desperately want labor and desperately want people to come to them. We will arrange all of this. It'll be done very well. But in order to do that, you need a real Jewish leader. The filth that we have governing Israel now, and Bibi is filth. He is filth. He's a coward. He's corrupt. He's a liar. He's a fraud. The blood of thousands of Jews is on his hands. He's a despicable person. When he shook Arafat's hand, he shook the hand of the worst murderer of Jews since Adolf Hitler. Everything he says when he runs as a candidate, everything that you're going to hear him say in the upcoming campaign is a lie. Everything he says is a lie. Everything. Except when he makes promises to the left and to our enemies. then he tells the truth. When he makes promises to the Jewish people, he never keeps his word. And that's true for all the Likud leaders. They never keep their word when they make promises to their fellow Jews. When they make promises to our enemies, they keep every single promise. And so, that's what the video is about, and that's what our campaign is about. So here we have it now. Here's the big challenge, the Israeli Knesset election. Knesset, by the way, is the Israeli parliament. The election's coming up. Just to show you what type of challenge we're facing, a poll was taken by Channel 2 News, Channel 2 in Israel. There's channels 1, 2, and 10 are the three big television channels in Israel. Channel 2 is actually the largest of the three. So Channel 2 is the biggest TV channel in Israel. And they took a poll. And the poll showed Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut party getting 1.1% of the vote. Now that's not enough. He needs 3.25%. He needs 3.25%. That's the threshold, the minimum threshold. So the poll basically showed him getting a third of the vote that he needs in order to get the threshold. But we just started. So, you know, right now he's not passing the threshold because we've just started. And this, we expected this. This we expected and we predicted all along. We've been telling you all along that we've got to convince people and that we still got quite a way to go. But I think people, the more people that see our message, the more hope we have for convincing people that this is the way to go. And our commercials are very effective. They're strong, effective, compelling commercials. The latest poll shows 72% of Israelis are dissatisfied. They ask, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the way Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is handling the situation in Gaza, the security situation in Gaza? And 72% of Israelis in the latest Channel 2 poll said they were dissatisfied with the way Netanyahu was handling it. I mean, people are overwhelmingly dissatisfied. There are mass demonstrations against him. And yet, the Likud will probably win the election because Netanyahu has them convinced that if he doesn't win, the left is going to win. As if he's not the left. As if he's in any way better than the left. He's doing the same thing that the left does, and in many cases even worse. So, we've got to convince people. If, Bezrat Hashem, God willing, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut party do get 3.25% of the vote, if somehow they do pass this threshold, and I'm hoping they will, and the response to our videos has been a positive response, so I'm hoping that we'll convince people. If they do get 3.25% of the vote in the election, and he does, then he'll have four seats. He'll get four seats, which is the minimum you have to get under the new law, under the threshold law that they've had in place for the past few years in Israel. It used to be lower, the threshold, but they raised it. To keep people like Moshe Feiglin out of the Knesset, they raised it. but if he gets these four seats, he'll have four out of the 120 seats. He and his party members, his fellow party members, will have four of the 120 seats in the Knesset. And then there'll be a voice of sanity and truth and clarity and honesty in the Knesset for a change. Oh, what a dream come true that will be. Of course, it's just a little dream compared to the big dream we have that someday we'll actually have a prime minister that does what must be done. Now, we're going to have all types of people arguing, making the argument that the vote for Moshe Feiglin is a wasted vote because maybe he won't pass the threshold, which is always possible. I think he has a chance of passing, and I think he has a chance of not passing. You never know. I don't know if he's going to get in. But it is not a wasted vote under any circumstances. The biggest wasted vote is voting for Bibi. That's the biggest waste. Voting for someone who has presided over this catastrophe that we have. That's the biggest wasted vote. And you know something? As bad as the situation is in Gaza, as terrible as this situation is, where Jews are being murdered and there's a complete lack of security in all of southern Israel and the cities are all being attacked and forests are burning down. You see the forest fires in California, that you have that situation in Israel because of Arab terrorism, because they're sending by air firebombs to firebomb Israeli forests. Again, can you imagine if someone was doing this to the United States, what the U.S. reaction would be? So, and that situation, as terrible as it is in Gaza, as terrible as it is on Israel's southern border, is nothing compared to the situation on Israel's northern border, where Hezbollah terrorists have 150,000 sophisticated missiles waiting to be fired into Israel God forbid. The Hezbollah terrorists, armed by the Russians and the Iranians and the Syrians, they've got 150,000 missiles that they could fire into Israel, and their missiles are much more sophisticated and much more deadly than the missiles of Hamas in Gaza. Can you imagine the devastation they can cause? This is, Bibi allowed this to happen. He was the prime minister when all of this terrible thing happened. He was the prime minister who's responsible for this terrible catastrophe. And as bad as the Hezbollah threat with 150,000 missiles is, there's a threat that's even greater than that, and that's Iran building nuclear bombs that they promised to use against Israel someday, God forbid. And Bibi does nothing about that as well. And the Russians are on Israel's northern border, helping Syria and Iran and Hezbollah and all the enemies of Israel. Just like the prediction of Gog and Magog, they say that Israel in the end of days, the final war will be between Israel and a huge empire from the north. An empire from the north will lead a coalition of nations against Israel on Israel's northern border. What empire is there to Israel in Israel's northern border? If you go directly north from the land of Israel, it's only Russia. And it even says to the ends of the north, to the very ends of the north. In other words, north up, all the way up to the Arctic and the North Pole, all the way to the ends of the earth in the north, the prophets say. And the only country that fits that description geographically, it would seem, is Russia. And Russia is on Israel's northern border now, helping Israel's enemies. And Bibi, he's getting on his hands and knees before the Soviet dictator Vladimir Putin, begging Putin now. It is so horrible. Begging that Nazi Kozak and all the other Nazi Kozaks from Russia, Amalek, the sons of Amalek there, who murdered Jews for centuries in pogroms and persecutions, and just for centuries they slaughtered Jews, those beasts. And now they're on Israel's border helping the Iranians, and they're helping the Iranians build nuclear bombs, and they're helping Hezbollah with 150,000 missiles aimed at Israeli cities and towns, aimed at Israel's whole population. We are facing a tremendous threat to Israel's very existence, and we need Moshe Feiglin desperately. We need a voice of sanity. He is the voice of sanity for Israel. And that's why we're doing everything we can to elect him, and that's why we're doing everything we can to build up a campaign on his behalf. Now, of course, the campaign we're doing on his behalf is independent of his campaign. He is going to run his own campaign for Moshe Feiglin, the Zehut Party, and they're running a good campaign. Moshe Feiglin runs a professional, very good campaign. He doesn't have a big budget. He doesn't have a lot of money. If people want to contribute to him, they should. Good cause to contribute to if you want to contribute to Moshe Feiglin, the Zehut Party. But he runs his own campaign, and we're running our campaign on his behalf. Our campaign is really, really a good cause, because our campaign, we pay no salaries. 100% of what you give to us goes directly to reaching Israeli Jews with our message. 100%. We don't pay any salaries. None. So that's where we stand right now. As far as Israel, the elections are coming up. It's a time of terrible danger, but also great opportunity for the Jewish people. If we have a leader now who, I don't think he's perfect, and I have disagreements with him on some issues, but I think that he's honest and courageous, and I think on most issues he does tell the truth, and he does represent what Israel needs at this time. And some people might say, well, what about the Naftali Bennett and the Jewish Home Party? They're to the right of Netanyahu. Oh, no, they're not. They have been part of this government and have voted for every single appeasing, disgusting action of this government. They have supported every action of this government. They supported throwing Jews out of Amona and expelling the Jews. They supported all of the terrible things this evil government has done. They've supported a government that freezes building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. They've supported a government that allows Russia and Iran on Israel's northern border. They supported a government that does nothing about Iran building nuclear bombs to perpetrate a Holocaust, God forbid, against the Jews of Israel. They support a government that does nothing about any of these problems. And they voted in favor of begging Hamas for a ceasefire and sending them $15 million in bribe money, suitcases full of cash, was sent to the Hamas leaders to beg them not to attack Israel anymore. And they took the cash. And 5 minutes later, they started firing missiles again into Israel. And Pipi then is on the phone. Pipi, with the support of Bennett and the support of the Jewish Home Party and the support of all the other leaders there, he's on the phone right away begging the leaders of Egypt and the leaders of Saudi Arabia and the leaders of the United States to try to reach the Hamas terrorists and try to negotiate with them. That's a right-wing government. That's the most appeasing, cowardly government you could possibly have. You couldn't have a worse nightmare for Israel. And Avigdor Lieberman, that other fraud, who's like a puppet of Vladimir Putin, Avigdor Lieberman, he was the defense minister of Israel, another corrupt, evil, lying leader who says that Israel should give up Jerusalem and who says that Israel should give up, not only go back to the pre-1967 borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide, he says Israel should surrender even parts of pre-1967 Israel he wants to surrender. I mean, he, the worst of the worst is Avigdor Lieberman from a party that calls itself Yisrael Beiteinu, Israel is our home. Israel is our home, Siberia is our home should be the name of his party. They're all disastrous. Only Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party offer us a change. And by the way, if people say, well, what about the Jewish Strength Party, Otzma Yehudit, from Baruch Marzel, Mikhail Ben-Ari, and Itamar Ben-Gvir, I don't know if any of you have heard of that party, but if anybody ever mentions to you that party, that's not an alternative. First of all, they're perennial losers, okay? They're serial losers. They ran five Knesset elections in a row and lost. So they have no chance of getting in. They have no chance of passing the threshold. That's number one. Number two, when Mikhail Ben-Ari was in the Knesset, he was in the Knesset at one point, he completely abandoned the program he was called himself a Kahanist, and then he completely abandoned the Kahanist program. And never called for a program to encourage the Arabs to leave. He abandoned the whole program. I mean, it is not a party that is going to make real change. It's not a party you're looking for if you want to make real, decisive, historic change. If you want decisive, historic change, you got to go with Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. That's why Rabbi Kahana's family, members of his family, are running with the Zehut Party and are supporting Moshe Feiglin. They're doing the right thing by doing that. So that's where we are. We're getting ready. We're getting all geared up for the exciting election campaign. And of course, we're going to bring you every week details of what we're doing and what the campaign is about and all the other things that are important. So you'll be getting all the greatest and latest updates from us. I hope it'll be a great, exciting election. And I hope, God willing, that somehow we can bring a victory about it. Again, when we started out, the polls didn't even show Moshe Feiglin registering any support. I mean, he wasn't even in the poll. Now he's 1.1%. And we got to get him up to 3.25% in the polls. And from what I see, he went to demonstrations against Bibi in the south of Israel, to protest the fact that Bibi isn't doing anything about these Arab terrorist attacks. He went to demonstrations down there. He was cheered. People absolutely said they support him. And people that find out about him and hear his message, they like what he stands for. So we got a job to do. It's not going to be easy. We got a job to do. But this is what JTF is here for. We got to make a difference now to help our fellow Jews and to help the land of Israel and the people of Israel, and to do what must be done, Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing, and that's to bring real Jewish leaders so that we can have a real Jewish state and bring about a real Jewish redemption for all time. That's our goal. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. Now is the time for us to make a difference together, to fight for what's right. For JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Until next week, Shalom.